I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, September 2nd. The race for Norfolk County Sheriff was still too close to call after Tuesday's state primary election, with 92% of the votes counted. Patrick McDermott and William Phelan were in a virtual dead heat with 34% of the votes, and James Coughlin a close third with 30% of the vote. McDermott is stepping down as Norfolk Register of Probate to seek the sheriff's seat, and Phelan is a former Quincy mayor. The winner will face Republican Sheriff Jerry McDermott in November. It appears Mike Bellotti has defeated Brad Kroll for Norfolk County Treasurer. Bellotti, the former Norfolk sheriff and interim Quincy College president, earned 62% of the votes compared to Kroll, the War II city councilor in Quincy, at 37%. For Norfolk Register of Probate, Colleen Brierly, a Norwood attorney, was in the lead at 26%, followed by Michael Walsh at 23%, Quincy City Councilor Noel DeBona at 23%, Quincy School Committee woman Kathy Hubley at 17%, and Quincy attorney Courtney Madden at 9%. And for Norfolk County Commissioner, incumbent Joe Shea, the former Quincy City Clerk, at 40%, Canton Town Moderator Richard Stady at 22%, Charles Ryan and Dennis Guilfoyle were both eliminated. And 8th District Congressman Stephen Lynch defeated Robbie Goldstein 66-34%. Lynch will face Republican Dover attorney Kevin O'Connor in the November election. O'Connor defeated Newton businessman Shiva Iyadurai 60-39%. The Quincy State delegation was unopposed in the Democratic primary. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, September 2nd.